Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Welcome to another Spectrum. This week and next week, we have a two-part show. We're going to feature Mr. Derek Capo. Derek has probably lived the life that a lot of us would like to live, that are envious of folks that can spend part of their time in China, part of the U.S., and really get completely engulfed in the Chinese culture. So he has a company that he has founded called Next Step China. Welcome, Derek Capo, to Spectrum. Tell us a little bit about exactly what is Next Step China.
Basically, right now, Next Step China provides affordable and flexible Chinese language immersion programs in Beijing and Shanghai, and eventually we'll move on to other cities. What we've noticed from customers, people who are going to China, is they basically want to learn the language of the future. They figure it's very important for them, whether it's for their career or just communicating in the streets where more and more Chinese are coming to the States or even all over Europe. For example, Spain's got this law where if you start a business, if you're Chinese and you start a business, you don't pay any taxes. So now we're getting more Spanish actually coming to China, to learn. So it's very interesting. It's not just a U.S.-China thing. It's a whole global China thing. So,
well, we found that in starting China America Radio about 5 years ago that there are pockets of Chinese populations globally. Mm-hmm. You can't go anywhere. You name the city, you name the country, you name the neighborhood, and there'll be a Chinese restaurant down the street or a Chinese business person conducting business somehow in some language. How did Next Step China get started? What was the first step you took at trying to build this thing as the founder of it?
So what happened was back in 2007, I was working at a hedge fund as an analyst, a stock and bond analyst, and it got to a point where I wanted to get paid more. And I go to my boss, hey, I want to get paid more. He's like, look, we're not going to pay you that much because you don't have an MBA. It's like, okay, great. So sorry, I'm going to quit my job and do something very different. And a lot of people told me, you can go and travel and go sightsee and stuff. And I said, you know what? Anybody can sightsee. I thought, I wanted to go somewhere where I could actually learn a language or learn some craft of some sort. And I was looking at China, Russia, India, and Brazil. And I had already been looking at Chinese stocks, and I thought, haven't left home. I'm 25 years, born and raised in Miami, very Hispanic family. And I said, this is the future. This is important. This is not just a fad. There's 1.3 billion people and this huge economy. This is where we go. So what I did was I actually did a language program myself. So I studied 10 months, 6 hours a day straight. Actually, I had a break in the summer, but I very intensive. By the second semester, the financial collapse hit. It was very hard to go back home to the States. No matter if you had an MBA, a CFA, or anything in the financial industry, it was so difficult to go back home and get a job. And while I was a student, I was actually doing these odd-end jobs, doing voice recordings and doing some teaching English jobs. And I just came to realize, this is a huge opportunity for me. I've got all these skills. And so I had a business partner. She's from the Philippines, actually, Amethyst Wituw. And we said, I think we can do this. I think we can cater to a more professional market. We can definitely do a better job out there. And so we just started a Next Step and Next Step China. And the whole purpose was that Next Step was our next step in our careers. It was our next step in our life. And when we get our clients, they're also taking that next step, whether they're learning Chinese for the first time or they're going into that transition period of their life where they want to, improve the China relations that they have with their current company, or just to wanting to start a business.
If people go to the website, nextstepchina.org, they'll see it's vast. It goes on in all different directions. There's all different categories of ways you can connect with China. What was your first step, next step? Where did it begin? What's the germination point?
What we realized was that the university programs did teach language programs, and we felt that we could do a better job by providing better service, not only on those logistics services of coming to China, but also a language immersion program. So what we decided to do was our first product was an intensive tutoring program, where you go in and you study 4 hours a day with two different tutors, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And what we decided to do was we wanted to ask the clients what they wanted, what they were interested in, what kept them motivated. When you learn a language, especially the Chinese language, it's very easy to lose motivation. So we wanted to make sure that for every client that we got, we made sure that their program was specifically tailored to what they were interested in. So in the beginning, we got down to the basics. And after they learned the basics, they would learn to their interest, whether it was real estate, whether it was teaching, whether it was just a mom that was wanting to communicate better with their kid that was, you know, studying Chinese and just wanted to have a simple conversation. We wanted to make sure that we were more custom and catered to them and not some block program that was this is it and that's it.
For someone that's struggled with learning Mandarin off and on for a couple of years, there does seem to be at the language school level in the United States a little bit of a disconnect of what you learn and when you learn it. It seems like it still follows more of a syllabus, a classroom syllabus, rather than a practical thing. When you mentioned just then about learning to speak about things that you're already familiar with and already interested in, has got to make it a lot more interesting than learning the names of family members on your mother's side versus your father's side, which is something you may never use
right,
when you
right,
get
right,
there.
Right.
Did you have an interest in anything Chinese or China prior to this business adventure? Had you had any exposure to the language or the culture up before this point?
Yes, I did have a little bit of exposure. My father's business basically does some business with the Chinese in Vietnam and even with Europe. And he would tell me, look, the Chinese are doing very well. And he would buy leather products from them. And you couldn't really distinguish the leather from Italy versus the leather in China. And if you did, it was not that much different. And he said, oh, you know, China's important. But he never forced me to get into it. He never told me you should go to China. Never. It was just out of me wanting to, you know, connect dots. I connected dots and I said, okay, China seems like it's the future. I want to learn something new. I want to do something completely different. It was at the perfect time for me at you know, 25 years old. And I said, this is the right thing to do. That's it. That was the only connection. I have no friends that were Chinese whatsoever. I had no girlfriend in Miami that was Chinese, nothing. It was just connecting dots, using the whole economics and the growth prospects, and just me interested in the Chinese culture.
Let's get to some of the services and items that Next Step China can provide. Let's say I'm a business person. I have a business in the United States. I've kind of peaked at what it is I've been doing. I want to go somewhere else. I see what you see, which is the vision of trying to expand into the Chinese marketplace. What can you offer a person like that? And what would be the steps that they would take to become involved in your program?
The first step I would ask the business person is, you know, what their motivations are, what their goals are. And I try to manage expectations. If they're looking for eventually creating some type of business venture with a certain type of company and they really want to enter more in the Chinese market, I tell them that the most important thing to do is take the investment to learn the language first. And it's a huge, huge advantage. And I'll give you an example of our business and how much of a difference it did when learning the language. When I started the business and I wanted to register legally in China, there were so many foreign international companies that wanted to help me set it up. They were going to charge me tens upon tens of thousands of dollars just to set up this very simple structure that I wanted. But because I knew the language, I was able to start reading a lot of the blogs online in Chinese. I was able to negotiate with some of these local Chinese companies that provided services to start businesses. And what would have cost me $10,000 to $20,000 US using an international firm, I spent $1,000 just because I knew that language. My course didn't cost me that much. I mean, even the difference between what the foreign firms are going to charge me and what this local company charged me, I saved money on just going to, you know, studying the language. So we specifically ask the business what they're interested for. Once we have an idea, we tell them, look, we think a language is very important. If we don't think it's important, we say, look, you're just not our type of client. Just go and we'll help you somehow connect with these type of industry people, and that's it. We want to make sure that they understand that business is not just about making transactions and money. It's about learning the whole culture, because that's the way they work. You shouldn't call them on Chinese New Year and tell them, hey, you got to make me this product. Hey, they're not going to call you on Christmas Day. You have to understand these type of cultural differences.
You have to do the guanxi.
You do it. 你需要做guanxi.
You provide pretty much everything. You connect people with the university or the study setting when they get to China, as well as places to live or stay, mm-hmm. and things to do, interactivity, socially.
So before we get involved with all of that, I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Spectrum on China America Hit Radio. I'm Steve Warren, and our guest is Derek Capo. Derek is the founder of Next Step China, and I strongly advise you to please visit the website between now and next week, and we'll pick up the conversation with Derek at that time. Their website is nextstepchina.org. There are many things for you there to look at. Please take a look at it, and then join us back here next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for the second half of our conversation with Derek Capo of nextstepchina.org. For Spectrum, I'm Steve Warren.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service program that features news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@ChinaAmericaHitRadio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.